You're listening to the AHDB podcast, farming news and stories from across the UK.
Hello, everybody. My name's Mandy Neville, and I'm head of animal health and welfare here at AHDB. I'm delighted to introduce this podcast, which is outlining the new webpage on our website to do with good pig handling and moving. Today, we're going to hear from others within the pig industry about why good pig handling is so important for everybody in the pig chain. The webpage pulls together a lot of training material and videos, and I'd really encourage you to have a look at some of this. It gives guidance on why pigs move in the way they do, which, as we all know, sometimes they don't move the way we want them to, and also some tips on handling. And I hope that there's something there for everybody, no matter how often you move pigs. To start with, I'd like to introduce Sophie Throop, who's head of agriculture at Morrisons. And she's going to tell us why good movement of pigs and good handling of pigs is so important from a retail perspective. Over to you, Sophie.
Thank you very much, Mandy. So as a retailer, as you would maybe expect, we take animal welfare really seriously. I mean, it's something that our customers tell us year in, year out is important to them. And that's a big motivator for us. You know, what's important to our customers is important to us too. Our customers also trust us to do the worrying for them. You know, when they come in to do their shopping, they want to make sure that, you know, good welfare, good standards, good environment use, everything is being worried about for them so they can just get on with their very, very busy lives and buy the food that they want to enjoy eating. And so therefore, you know, making sure that every animal is treated with care and respect in the food chain is part of those worries that we take on, and actually why we think this training is really, really helpful. So as you say, animal handling is a key area where the right techniques can make such a big difference, both to pigs, obviously, but also to the people caring for these pigs, you know, keeping both parties safe and well looked after. So the materials that AHDB have gathered together here, some really helpful, you know, some very good practical advice, encouraging. And so we, you know, really encourage everybody to look at these materials and take time to assess what they're doing. We can all learn something at all times. Every time you look at any piece of learning, you pick something up. And I think these are really practical elements. And so, just by taking a bit of time out, stepping aside to have a look at the materials, hopefully there'll be a benefit to everybody involved.
Thanks very much, Sophie. Are there elements of Morrison's engagement with suppliers that are supporting continued developments of the trust in the supply chain, i.e. the next generation group?
Yes, certainly. So we work really closely with all of our suppliers. I mean, being a little bit different from other retailers, we obviously are processing and the only retailers to have livestock buyers as well in our very integrated supply chain. So we work very closely with farmers at all touch points. And so actually, no matter what age or experience of farmers, I think generally think the animal handling materials have got something for everybody. But yes, we also have a next generation group, which is, as it would imply, that's those younger sort of members of our supply chain who are looking to understand more about how they can make their businesses fit for the future and become part of a long-term business plan with us. And it's something that we'll certainly be taking up with our next generation group. Indeed, sort of like looking at with all of our suppliers as we all work. But I think this is just something that the whole industry needs to get behind. You know, there isn't sort of one particular group. This is something for all of us to sort of take a stop on and think about how, and think about welfare, and think about how we can all work together to make sure the industry is showing and doing the great job that we know it is.
Thanks, Sophie. That's great. I'm going to now hand over to Dr. Zoe Davies, who is the Chief Exec at MPA. Zoe, would you like to give us a bit of a perspective from the producer's point of view?
Yeah, I mean, for me, handling pigs is a complete no-brainer, really. A good stockman will instinctively know what they need to do to move a pig. And the video that you've got on the webpage with Miriam is really useful, and I think everyone should look at that. And most people will recognise a lot of the stuff in it, because they'll know that they need to remove blockages from the route the pigs are going to travel. They'll know that pigs react very strangely at times. You know, wind direction could change and suddenly it's impossible to move a pig, or a sow comes on heat halfway down the corridor and you can't budge her for love nor money. So, you know, people know this stuff already. But we also know it doesn't always go to plan. You aren't moving pigs in the best conditions all the time, especially when you're loading them at 4 o'clock in the morning in the pitch black and you haven't had much sleep. But the trouble is that stress can cause a whole situation to go horribly wrong very quickly. And the more stressful the situation, the worse the impact's going to be for everybody. Aside from looking absolutely horrific to the industry and the public, if it's done badly, pigs that are stressed out will not only have poor meat quality, and literally just a bad loading experience can cause what's called pale, soft and exudative meat at the abattoir. But also pigs that have been stressed in the longer term can also have what's called dark, firm and dry meat. And both of these are very poor meat quality products. So you even got the issue with the sows. You know, you could lower conception rates. You could have an impact on pregnancy. All of these things, undoing all of the brilliant work that stockmen have done throughout the time to get the best possible outcome for the work that they're doing. So stress can have a massive negative impact and it really isn't worth it. So the best sort of advice that you can give is if it all goes horribly wrong and pear-shaped, as it quite often does, just secure the pigs, take some time out, have a breather, go and have a 5-minute break and come back to it. Because if you do it right and you have a less stressful, nice and calm situation, clearly it's going to be better for you. It's going to be better for the pigs and for the whole reputation of the industry if you do it the way you know you should be doing it.
Zoe, I wonder if you could make a comment on practices that have been quite habitual in the past, but are now deemed unacceptable in the pig industry.
Yeah, so I think the public and the customers that we supply pork to don't understand farming and production as well as perhaps people working on farms think they do. And there will be many things that happen on farms that producers perhaps have done for many, many years and never had any issues with. But now there's more of a spotlight being put on the industry. Some of those practices are now coming to light, and the public, quite rightly in many cases, are surprised and perhaps not happy with what they're looking at. And I'm thinking practices like your classic runner weaner and how you catch them, or moving pigs along when they're being stubborn and you're pushing them at the back and maybe using your welly to move them on a little bit. The problem is that these things are no longer acceptable to the public, and they're in the public eye all the time. And we're going to need to change the way that we view what we do and how we do it in order to be able to keep supplying the public with the product that they want. Because if we don't explain what we do, and there were very valid practices that we do that we need to explain so that they can understand why they're done. But there are other things where particularly you're handling an animal and you need to show a good degree of restraint, but also respect for that animal to move them in the most appropriate way. And this is the whole reason why a lot of this stuff is being put together. It's going to require wholesale culture change in the industry.
We'll next move on to Georgina Crayford, who is the technical manager for pigs at Red Tractor. George, can you tell us a little bit about what Red Tractor are doing with regards to pig handling and how you view the new web page on pig handling and movement?
Yeah, sure. So in terms of the Red Tractor requirements that we have at the moment, we obviously require that all staff must be competent in the tasks that they're required to do. And we require that the performance of staff is reviewed regularly. Our standards say that it should be done at least annually, but I'd argue that it probably needs to be done a lot more frequently than that. And I'd urge producers to consider whether they are fully aware of how their stock people are working with and handling pigs on a day-to-day basis. Thinking that everything is tickety-boo because the farm's got through its annual Red Tractor audit and the quarterly vet visits, I think is a bit misguided. Producers need to be making sure that pigs are handled with care every single day, whether somebody is watching or not. Because when evidence of poor practice on a Red Tractor pig farm is found, it unfortunately does tar all Red Tractor pig farms with the same brush. I think regular observation of how stock people are working with the pigs is a really simple way to be confident that things are as they should be. Or if they aren't as they should be, the AHDB webpage is a great place to direct people to make sure that they've got the latest tips and knowledge and best practice in how to handle pigs carefully.
Thanks, George. Can you just tell us, do you think that this training is applicable to everybody in the pig industry, or who do you think it should be mostly aimed at?
Absolutely. I think it applies to everybody. And when we talk about staff within the Red Tractor standards, we're talking about essentially anybody that's involved directly in the care and handling of pigs. You know, on some farms, it might just be one person and they might be the owner of that farm, or they might be contracted by somebody else to manage those pigs. And they might have 40 plus years experience of working with pigs, but that doesn't mean to say that they know everything and they're aware of how attitudes and what's acceptable or not acceptable has changed. And so I think it's incumbent on everyone, whether you own the pigs or whether you're operating and managing the pigs for somebody else, or you're relying on somebody else to manage the pigs for you, it's incumbent on everybody to ensure that best practice is applied and that everybody has the most up-to-date knowledge and understanding.
Thanks very much, George. So I wonder if I could ask Zoe what the impacts are where bad handling is seen on pig farms for the industry.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest problems is there's extremely bad handling. And those incidences are thankfully very rare and will end up in effectively court cases and potentially prosecutions. And we have seen that in the past. And then there's the more general poor handling, which comes back to the thing I mentioned before about people doing something they've always done, not realising that it is no longer acceptable. And then obviously suffering as a consequence, because once the footage or whatever it is has come out or come to light, they are told that what they've been doing isn't right. And it comes as a shock to a lot of people. So I think one of the issues is, and this is why this is really important, we really need to get the message across to people about what is acceptable and what isn't acceptable anymore. And that may differ from what people think. So the quicker that we can get the knowledge out to people and the understanding, the better, in my view, because there is handling that is perfectly fine and nobody has an issue with. And there is a fair amount of handling behaviour that is on the verge of entering the not fine anymore category. And it's that grey area that we really need to be completely transparent about, because you're not just on your farm working by yourself anymore. There will be people watching you, and you're not safe just because you're in the middle of nowhere and you think nobody's ever going to come out this far. They are everywhere and they are all watching. There are far many more activists out there than you think. So you have to be really, really aware of what you're doing and how you're doing it. And the sooner that people understand what is allowed and what isn't, the sooner we can get away from all of this negativity in terms of non-conformances, withdrawals and suspensions from Red Tractor.
Thanks very much, Zoe. So I guess 99% of the time pig handling is done well, pigs aren't frustrated. It's just that kind of 1% of the cases where you may be caught out. And I wonder, Sophie, if you could give us some indication of how the retailers might see the impacts of some bad handling on pig farm.
Well, I think it's worth saying from our perspective, obviously, I speak on behalf of Morrison's, that we're really, really proud of British farming in general. You know, British farming's biggest supermarket customer. We have so much we're proud of the whole industry, so across all species. And it's that sort of those positive messages that we're wanting to think about more. And not be and not have sort of like as many sort of risks of negative messages sort of coming out into the public domain and undermining trust. And the British public really love British farming as well. I mean, you know, again, we sort of like ask our customers every year, you know, what the issue is most important to them. And for them, supporting British farmers comes in their top three priorities that we need to concentrate on every single year. And so, you know, we know that we have a huge amount of love and trust and respect for our British farming industry. And so it's by all working together and making sure that we're just sort of double checking ourselves, make sure there isn't any poor handling practices. I mean, as Zoe said before, there's a difference between bad handling and poor handling practices, but just making sure that the handling is being done to the best of everybody's ability and for the best outcomes for the pigs and the best outcomes for the people involved, then we can all remain proud of our great British farming industry, which is where we all want to be.
Thanks, Sophie. George, I wonder if we could turn to you now. Can you give us a response that Red Tractor might make in a worst case scenario?
Yes, in a worst case scenario, and this is where we're talking about really serious animal abuse and really, really poor handling of pigs, that is unacceptable. And in a case like that, Red Tractor would have no option but to withdraw the farm's Red Tractor certificate. And that we know that has a massive impact on a business, and it isn't a decision that we take lightly, but it is something that is expected of us by shoppers and by customers. Food carrying the Red Tractor logo gives shoppers a clear indication that the product, the pork, has been produced safe, it's traceable, and it's been farmed with care. And that's the message that we're putting out. And that's the message that the vast majority of pig producers are putting out, because they're all meeting the Red Tractor standards. But obviously, where those standards do slip and where there is evidence of breaches to the standards, then Red Tractor has to take action.
George, with regard to the future of pig handling, how do you see Red Tractor putting that into their standards, or are they considering doing that?
Yes, we are considering it, because we see pig handling as so important to the industry and for upholding the reputation of the sector. So we are looking at introducing a new requirement into the pig standards, which will require people to undertake training in pig handling. It's something that we will look to introduce early next year, and we will be consulting on that standard so the people within the sector will be able to give their views as to whether they think that that standard is appropriate.
Thanks very much, George. I'd just like to thank all our speakers today for their input. Pig handling and moving is obviously so important for everybody in the supply chain. And I really encourage people out there to take the time to look at the videos. There's some excellent material on that webpage. But actually, this is the first of a number of pieces of work that we'll be doing. And it's not just AHDB, we'll be doing it in conjunction with Red Tractor, MPA, the industry, and the Pig Veterinary Society. Thank you very much again for your attention,